Hi, everyone! There are more than 250 countries in the world, and each of them has very specific gastronomic traditions. Even within one country, food preferences can radically differ from state to state, from region to region, and from province to province. And of course, what is considered acceptable in one culture could seem like madness to a foreigner. It's up to you, of course, whether to try some exotic food or not. It's a matter of taste, after all. But there are some exceptions. Some products can be really dangerous for your health. And today, we will tell you about these products. People eat them anyway, but one small mistake in the proportions or cooking method can be fatal. Let's get it on. Octopus. This unusual seafood is popular in many countries. You may have thought that it tastes like rubber, but in fact, when cooked properly, the meat of this marine creature is particularly soft and juicy. In Spain, Portugal, or Greece, you can try boiled or grilled octopus. Japan serves it in the form of sashimi, that is, thinly sliced raw fillet. And in Malta, octopuses are served stuffed with spaghetti. Korea is famous for the most extreme way of eating octopus. They eat these creatures alive, often only with sauce and seasonings. But this gastronomic experience might be really dangerous. According to some reports, several people die every year in South Korea from consuming octopus. They simply choke on tentacles. As the octopus is served alive, its muscles are still contracting, and they can stick to the larynx or esophagus from the inside, blocking the supply of oxygen to the body. Usually, before serving octopus, they cut it into small pieces, but its tentacles are still moving. However, a blogger from China decided to eat the whole thing anyway. You can see how it ended. The octopus was clinging to the girl's face, and she barely got rid of its tenacious grip. Kasumarzu. Yes, we do know that this video is about food, and it would be logical to watch it over a cup of tea with something tasty. But we strongly recommend that you put your snack aside before you take a look at this Italian delicacy. You probably know Italy has always been famous for its cheeses, and some of them have quite an exotic taste and smell. But only the most courageous travelers dare to try this type of cheese. We're talking about Kasumarzu cheese, made from sheep's milk on the Mediterranean island of Sardinia. It looks like an ordinary pecorino cheese, famous around the world, but it has one secret ingredient: live maggots of the cheese fly, which bring the product to a state of decay and make it soft. Before eating this delicacy, some people remove maggots, but not for aesthetic reasons. The thing is that these creatures can launch themselves for distances up to 15 centimeters when disturbed. Those who decide to try this dish with the maggots inside are advised to protect their eyes. Obviously, this is not the only dangerous thing about this cheese. The worst thing that could happen is if your body becomes infected with the maggots. This happens when the gastric juice cannot digest these creatures. The parasites can live in the intestines and cause many complications. That's why selling Kasumarzu was prohibited many years ago by both the Italian authorities and the supervisory institutions of the European Union. Sardinian farmers tried to lift the ban several times, arguing that the manufacture of this cheese is a national tradition, but with no success. However, the delicacy can be purchased relatively easily today on the black market. Fugu. Some people think that sushi, a traditional Japanese dish, is dangerous because it contains raw fish. Well, apparently these people have not heard about another Japanese delicacy, fugu fish. This is where the real danger lies. And believe us, we're not exaggerating. Before you earn the right to cook this fish in restaurants, Japanese chefs learn how to fillet it for many years, sometimes decades. This is because the internal organs of this marine inhabitant contain the deadly poison tetrodotoxin, which is almost impossible to neutralize. It's easily absorbed by the blood cells, which leads to death in at least 50% of cases. For comparison, tetrodotoxin is 1,000 times deadlier than another known poison, cyanide. Fugu is difficult to fillet because the poison is almost impossible to spot. It has no smell, no color, and looks like ordinary water. So the cook must know exactly what to do with every millimeter of a fish skeleton. Today, there are artificially bred fugu that do not contain toxic substances, but a wild fugu fish is still considered a real delicacy. In Tokyo alone, it is served in more than 3,000 restaurants, and the cost of one such fish can exceed $1,000. Despite all the risks, experts say that today, eating fugu fish in licensed restaurants is completely safe. This is confirmed by statistics. 50 years ago, about 100 Japanese people died every year after consuming this dish. But today, this number has decreased to 2 or 3 people. All fatal cases happen in illegal establishments with poorly qualified cooks. Fasikh. Every year, the Egyptian Ministry of Health warns people not to eat the fasikh dish. The reason is that it's made from dead fermented fish. Any violation of the ancient cooking method can lead to poisoning by botulinum toxins and even death. However, the warnings of Egyptian officials do not seem to be working because thousands of people continue to eat fasikh in Egypt every day. Local chefs who mastered the art of cooking fasikh claim that this knowledge was passed on in their families from generation to generation. And their ancestors, in turn, learned these skills from the ancient Egyptians. Back in the era of the pharaohs, when the waters of the Nile receded every spring, a lot of fish remained rotting on the banks. It was then when the Egyptians tried this fish for the first time, and today it's considered a delicacy. But now, of course, it's prepared in a completely different way. First, the fish is thoroughly scaled, salted, and dried in the sun. Then it is placed in sterilized bowls, where it is kept for up to 45 days in a special brine. The result is an unusual dish with a very strong smell, which you probably felt even through the screen of a phone or computer. Blood clams. Asian cuisine has many unusual dishes, and some of them never fail to amaze. For example, these are blood clams that live in the waters of the southeastern seas. Due to a large amount of hemoglobin in their body, they have a blood red color. These creatures are considered a delicacy in some countries, for example, in China. They are served raw, steamed, or boiled. However, this heat treatment is usually so ineffective it cannot protect you from being infected with diphtheria and hepatitis A. In 1988, the use of ill-cooked blood clams caused a severe outbreak of hepatitis A in Shanghai. According to various sources, from 31 to 47 people died, and about 300,000 people were infected. After this incident, the sale and import of this product in Shanghai was banned. Oddly enough, in other cities in China, blood clams are still considered a delicacy. They can be purchased in some stores and ordered in restaurants at your own risk. By the way, these mollusks are also served in Korea, although after much more thorough heat treatment. Kipyeong. We have already mentioned the poison called cyanide, which in especially large doses causes almost instantaneous fainting and death. Turns out there's a plant which contains this substance. We're talking about the seeds of an exotic fruit that grows in Malaysia, kipyeong. If prepared in a wrong way, these seeds can be deadly, though they're also considered a delicacy. For better or worse, there are not many kipyeong trees in Malaysia. The reason is not because these trees are cut down by concerned local people. In fact, they simply die from frequent floods. In addition, locals are well aware of how to prepare kipyeong seeds in a safe way. Atki. This tree can be found in the Caribbean, but it mainly grows in Jamaica. The fruits of this tree are used by Jamaicans as food. Served with salted cod, they are considered a local specialty. However, the unripe fruits of this tree, as well as its black seeds, are very dangerous. When ingested, the substances contained in them cause the so-called Jamaican vomiting sickness. In Jamaica, several people get poisoned by this product every year. In theory, this condition can even be fatal, but reliable statistics on this topic are difficult to find. Nutmeg. If you love cooking, then you probably added a spice called nutmeg to your dishes at least once. This is actually the core of the nutmeg seed. It's used to prepare desserts and main courses, as well as salads, soups, and sauces. Of course, in minimal doses, this product does not pose any threat to the human body. But it contains the psychoactive substance called myristicin, and consuming more than 30 grams of it might lead to hallucinations, confusion, and adverse physiological reactions. Lychee. For many years, this fruit, which grows in India, China, Thailand, Vietnam, and some other countries, was considered completely harmless. So far, scientists have not proved it was the cause of hundreds of mysterious childhood deaths that occurred every summer in the Indian city of Muzaffarpur since 1995. Turns out that all the poisoned children ate the unripe lychee fruits the day before the tragedy. A more detailed study revealed that lychee contains toxins that greatly reduce blood sugar level. So eating it on an empty stomach, and especially in large quantities, is deadly. Doctors do not recommend touching its skin, let alone eating the fruit together with the seed. That's it for today. Be careful what you eat, and see you soon!